check, 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 check,
we're checking, we're checking mics. I love this pike. I like pikes. Nice. I ain't been rapping, yo, and I be flapping my lips, and I suck shits.
You know, I set you up for a really good freestyle,
hey,
and you shit the bed.
Hey,
you shit the freestyle bed.
I shit
the bed. You son of a bitch, Armando Aranda. Hey, guys, what's up? Mike Zimmer here, joined with Armando Aranda.
Hey.
Just doing a sound check shout out for you peeps and also for our recording.
The next one will be better, I promise.
Shut the fuck up.
Hey.
You already ruined it. Hold on. Now, you let me correct it. All right. Drop a all fat beat. Oh, shit.
Boom.
My name is Mike. I don't ride a bike. I'm poor. I don't bang the whore. I get more punani than you ever get in your life. I got strife. God. Yeah, this is hard, isn't it? You know what?
Than mine.
No, it was still shit, but I take it back. That's hard. You know what, Armando?
It is.
I'm sorry I ripped on you for that freestyle, because once the pressure was on me to freestyle,
right,
after months of not freestyling, it's like, wow.
Yeah, I know.
We suck.
Yeah.
We gotta get back into rehearsal.
Yeah.
We're also in Space Mangle. It's a musical improv group that we're in.
Yeah.
This isn't the best example.
Supposedly.
This is literally a warm-up. This is what we would do at one of our rehearsals, basically. So that's probably one of our best examples.
Probably
like a little insight into what our rehearsals
are
like.
Take me a while
now
to get
good.
My voice
is all warmed up. How does yours feel?
Mine has a ways to go.
All right. Get it out. Let's go.
Big
soundcheck shout. You're
With arms wide open.
There you go.
Under sunlight.
Pull the mic away from your mouth when you do that. Jesus. Whenever you sing, Scott, look, for future reference on the show, we need to keep the mics away from our mouths when we sing Scott Stapp.
Oh, okay.
Because Scott, you know, it's like, it's very, because he's very obnoxious as a man, Scott Stapp. But anyway, during the soundcheck shoutouts, what Armando and I like to do, other than fuck around and make sure that we have the audio sounding just as right as we can, we like to do shoutouts to the peeps on the YouTubes for the YouTube videos. By the way, subscribe to our YouTube channel, Simmer Mike. It's all caps, no space, like we're yelling at you. Simmer Mike. Simmer Mike! So go check it out. It's free. Subscribe, download. I'm updating it every day with new shit. We're recording some new shit today too. But we want to give a shout out to people who've been taking time to say nice things or to educate us on questions we had during the video, because there were some videos we were like, "What the fuck is going on?" So people got back to us. Clarlos. His name is Clarlos.
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 Not Carlos.
No, Clarlos.
Okay.
Clarlos. Clarlos.
Hey,
Dame.
Look, his parents wanted to be different.
Yeah, you know, very different. So, Clarlos Dame, Damme, commented. He said, Tobey Maguire was 41 years old when he played Spider-Man in Spider-Man 4. The returning actor Andrew Garfield was 34 years old in Amazing Spider-Man and in Spider-Man 2. So basically, he's been going on to say that this is the first Spider-Man that is actually more age appropriate to what the comic book character was and his origins.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, which is Peter Parker was a high school teenager. He was a high schooler. He was dealing with puberty, and being Spider-Man was like Stan Lee's version of telling his story of puberty. Like how he was like, he felt like he was gaining all these like super abilities because he could, like, he had all this extra energy and shit like that. And, you know, that's why he came up with Spider-Man. He was like, he didn't know how to deal with this great power that he was getting becoming a man. And it was like, with great power comes
great prizes?
You motherfucking asshole, son of a bitch. You did that on purpose.
Huh?
Fuck you.
What?
Fuck you. Fuck you. Sorry. No, with great power comes great responsibility. Excelsior, you fucking asshole. That's what Stan Lee would say. Sorry, he's being...
you fucking asshole.
Oh my God, I wish he would. Stan Lee, if you're listening, if anyone in Marvel's listening, get Stan Lee to just once say, "Excelsior, you fucking assholes." Enjoy the movie. That's how he should open like, Deadpool 2.
God.
That's how Deadpool 2 should open. Is Stan Lee should narrate it. Oh my God.
Or just
and
drop
then Deadpool
some...
made it over to cable. Just how amazing. Stan Lee, narrate the movies. Anyway, moving along. Amina Page commented on our Tom Holland video as well. We got a lot of hits for that one. Thanks, guys. You really, the Awesome Knots turned out. We got a lot of new followers, new subscribers. Thank you. Armando and I thoroughly enjoyed Tom Holland's Rihanna's sexy ass performance
in that whatever the fuck show it was. Cool J.
Amina Page commented and said, did I purposely make my name rhyme with Killer Mike or ... I don't know who Killer Mike is.
Oh, Killer Mike. He's a rapper.
Oh, really? Hmm? Is he cool?
Yes, I did. He chilled with Bernie for an extended period of time.
Bernie Mac?
No, not Bernie Mac.
Sorry.
That's
a cheap joke. I'm sorry. Anytime someone says Bernie, I go, Bernie Mac? it's just a random thing. It's just a running gag I have in my life. Whenever I hear the name Bernie, I'm like, Bernie Mac?
Deathbed.
Even if you have Bernie Sanders, and I'm like, Bernie Mac? But yeah, Bernie Sanders, right?
Yep.
Yeah, which is dope. Oh, then we got Marina Fuller commented on the same video, because again, we got a lot of hits for this one. Thanks, guys. And a lot of likes. So that's Zendaya. People were yelling at us about that.
Oh, wait.
Because we said it was Miley and it's not Zendaya. It's not Miley, it's Zendaya. Right. And I'm like, what the fuck is a Zendaya?
Yeah.
I still don't know what the fuck a Zendaya is. I didn't even Google it. But anyway, she was dressed as Bruno Mars. Yeah, we got that. So thank you again for fucking letting us know that. Man, the YouTubes, I swear. Then we got Corey Wolf commented, The Rock makes an awesome host. What? That wasn't The Rock. That was LL Cool J in that video. It's the same video.
I think maybe he's goofing on us, like screwing up Miley.
Oh. he goes hashtag, I think that Miley. Right. Thanks. Well, duh. Thanks, Corey Wolf. We're old, Corey Wolf. Did we mention that we're in our 30s and we're trying to be cool? It's hard. Anyway, so moving along.
I gave up.
Yeah, shut up, Armando. We're never giving up. Never. Never give up. Never surrender. Never cruel, never cowardly. Wait, never cruel, never cowardly, never give up, and never give in. That's like five different mottos mixed into one. And live long and prosper, by the way. May the prosper be with you. We did a fan reaction video. Remember, we did a viewer requested video. It was Amara Fan One, who's been on our nuts about us watching all kinds of videos. She sort of turned into our de facto, like if we were Charlie's Angels, she'd be our Charlie.
Nice.
That's who Amara Fan One is. So she got us to react to whoever the fuck Lolly is.
Right.
And we figured out. So get this, man. Mm. We were like, what the hell is this video about? Because we didn't understand the language. And we were like, could please someone educate us about who the hell this is and what this video is about? Vanessa Diaz came in full force and she said,
nice.
Vanessa Diaz goes on to say she is a huge star in Argentina. Lolly is, and all the people, Latin people, love her so much. The song "Lejos de Mi," it's about women. "Lejos de Mi," it's about women who are victims of psychological violence. Reina, musically inspired by Queen, it's about bullying. Creen Mi, it's a powerful ballad. So basically it's about women who are victims of psychological violence. Okay, but we did mention that during the thing. We were talking about the media exploiting people and not getting the full story. We totally got that. We were right. Our initial reaction to it was correct.
So. I think
but then
were
I was like, it's probably just like, hey, boy, I miss you, boy. I love you, boy. Like,
oh, man.
So sorry about that.
I wonder about the lyrics. Yeah.
Now Franco Romero commented as well, and he said, reaction. Assassina by Lolly. So we got another Lolly reaction. Frank, he just says, reaction, Assassina by Lolly. That's all he says. It's like he's telling us to. It's like, well, Frank Romero, we'll try to react to some more Lolly. Apparently, this is the Lolly channel now. Then Vanessa Diaz showed up again, and she said, the clip, it's a parody of the people who talk shit about you. Media is really focused on her and her life, so she tries to respond to that with respect and humor. I get what you say about the mix, soja juice and cotton candy, LOL, but that's a good way to describe her. She is so sweet and good with media, but when she has to defend herself, she's tough. You should really listen to the live version. It's more powerful and has more actitude. Actitude, like attitude.
Wow,
and
that,
acting.
That is a word that I do
I love
not
that
know.
Great word, Vanessa Diaz. She goes on to say, in one of the shots, it says in Spanish, it's rumored that she's a man, showing how the media makes up things to get attention and money. However, Lolly's response to these accusations is that what comes around comes back around. Boomerang, like I said in the, remember in the video, I was like, man, at the very end, I said boomerang.
Nice.
Cool.
You
so
nailed
I was,
it.
Well, it was the directing and the emotion behind the lyrics. This is where the boomerang comes in play, and her first outfit with the long black hair and heels symbolizes karma. I think Kim Kardashian as well. But that's a personal note. She goes on to say, the most I love about Lolly's album, Soy, S-O-Y, in all caps, is that all her songs are really different. You should go see the live show. It's in YouTube. It's called Lolly and El Opera Soy Tour, mm-hmm. Multi-Angle Completo, made by a fan. Oh, cool. So it's a fan-made video. Hmm. Dude, I love fan-made videos of concerts, even though they're kind of illegal. but I'm not endorsing it. I'm just saying I love them. Oh, that's endorsing it, kind of. I'm not saying that I endorse
you're
it.
You're not saying that.
I'm not saying that I endorse it.
That you should.
Yeah, that's it. All right. So thank you, Vanessa Diaz. That was really cool of you. Also, thanks, Frankie Romero, whatever your name is. We'll try and react to another Lolly video. Thank you, Corey Wolf, for making fun of us. Thank you, Marina Fuller, for making fun of us and educating us. Amina Page, Carlos Dame. And then finally, our last comment comes from Cool Girl 386. Cool
wow.
Girl 386 of the Cool Girls. She said, you should react to Reggaeton Lento or Hey DJ by CNCO. And that came after our Battle of the Sexes reaction. Our Battle of the Sexes reaction. Someone, Cool Girl 386, said, you should react to Reggaeton Lento or Hey DJ by CNCO.
Are people just going to like give us stuff that we know nothing about?
Yes, they want us to react to shit that we don't understand.
Okay.
Because they want us to figure it out. Just, I don't know, Armando.
All right.
All right, guys. So we'll try and get to all those. We'll try and get to more Lolly. We'll try and get to all this Latin and Latin America stuff that you're sending us.
Cool.
And we'll react to it. Thank you for sending it to us. Thanks for subscribing, downloading, liking. Thank you for all your comments. We really appreciate it. It's really cool that you take the time out of your day to do that. Armando, we are now at the portion of the soundcheck shoutouts where we check in with each other, see how we're doing.
Yep.
I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
I'm doing good, man. Like, you know, like my health and stuff is great.
Cool.
Yeah, it's getting better.
I've been working a lot, but I got today off.
Yeah. Are you getting money?
Oh, yeah, got to get my money. Fuck yeah, get my papers.
Oh. I actually got approved for a new credit card, so that's great.
Oh, hell yeah, get that credit card. I want to get a credit card. You got to tell me how to get one of those.
I will. I had, like, no credit.
One once, but I don't want to get into it in case they're looking for me.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's going to do it for this check-in with us in our personal lives and personal information that maybe we shouldn't talk about.
Maybe.
God damn it, guys.
I'm happy about it.
Oh, no, I'm very happy for you, actually, and I'm glad that it worked out, honestly, because, you know, getting credit cards and getting credit's a pain in the ass, man.
Yep.
Especially these days in this country. Fuck.
In this country.
Not in this economy. It's America.
It's America.
It's not my America. All right. Well, with that, let's start the fucking shizzy. Oh.
3, 2, 1. Let's get the aerobical.
Awesome hypothetical.
It's time. It's time, people, for your awesome hypotheticals. What an excellent musical interlude from Stoddard Blackall. Yet again, we got to give a big shout out to Stoddard Blackall. Stoddy, he's going to be coming on the show soon. We got Stoddard Blackall coming on the show
soon.
As soon as he gets back to me, lazy fucking bastard. What's up, Stoddy? Go check out his website, StoddardBlackall.com. StoddardBlackall.com. He has his own podcast called The Stoddcast. Funny stuff. Go check him out. He does a lot of live shows around New York City. So if you live in the NYC area, area. Go check it out. It's on his website, StoddardBlackall.com. Follow his tweets at StoddyBlackall. SoundCloud him. All of his information's on his website. But yeah, he does all the music for the show. Fucking tremendous, talented guy. Also, shout out to Dana Byerly. Dana Byerly. She wears denim all the time, so we call her Denim Byerly. Okay. She did the logos and the graphics and all that for the production as well. So shout out to her as well. We want to be cool to everybody who's helped out thus far. All the awesome knots who've been involved. Thank you so much. So shout out and kudos to you guys. Without the awesome knots and all the peeps we mentioned earlier in the sound checks, without you guys, we couldn't do this show. It'd just be really sad. It'd be us lonely. yelling into the microphones, just be like, oh god, no one's actually, oh no,
we're yelling into the void.
But we still kind of are to an extent, because that's what Awesome Hypotheticals is about. Is we're going to explore the mysteries of the universe, and we're doing this randomly. And how we're doing this is through the random. Well, I mean, some of these are randomly generated. Some of them are from listeners, like they're listener submitted, and some of them are ones I just like bullshitted out of my own asshole. We get combo platter of all. Here's the first one.
Platter.
So we got, and with Awesome Hypotheticals, there's going to be like some serious ones where it's like, whoa, this is hardcore. And then there's going to be ones like, you got to tie your shoe, but you're running late for work. What the fuck do you do? It's like, fuck the shoe, go. Like, go. I don't care if I trip. Fuck it. Like, that's just an example. All right, here we go. First Awesome Hypothetical of the segment. If you were able to lose all five of your senses, how would you know if you were truly alive? I think this was listener submitted. I think someone who's listened to the show before was like, how would you know if you lost all of your... Well, let's think about it. The Miracle Worker, right? That's a play and a book and a story about Helen Keller. Helen Keller could not see or hear. She could taste. She could feel. She could sense things were hot or cold. She could sense other stuff, but she just couldn't hear and she couldn't see. That was it. That's 2 out of 5.
Yeah, so you could smell, taste, and touch.
So she still had 3 out of 5, which ain't bad.
That ain't bad.
It ain't bad. And guess what? She lived a long, happy life. She was
successful, even.
Actually, very successful. She was, especially for a woman at her time, back when women weren't really like given the same platform that men had. She was very out. People were impressed. Even the men who were like fucking sexist pigs back then were like, god damn, this woman's a badass. I mean, seriously, Henry, she can't see or hear, and she's a billionaire. Like, not a billionaire back then. She has thousands of dollars. My god, thousands of dollars. Yes, she's rich. I'm like, how? And she's blind, deaf, and dumb. Yeah, blind, deaf, and dumb. And a woman? Yeah, a woman too. I thought dumb covered that. Yes, it did, because we're men in this era. And we're sexist. Yeah, Helen Keller was the shit. And
they were proud of their sexism.
Yeah, they were fucking bastards. And they were really
proud. Sexist.
Ah, we're staunchly sexist and proud of it. God, what a bunch of scumbags. Glad they're all dead. And it's okay to say, because it's been like, what, 70 years since they died? So fuck them. Unless they're frozen. Oh, God. Or they got robo-bodies.
You know, Dick Van Dyke's over 90.
Oh, man. Dude, we better be careful. All right, moving forward. So Helen Keller, she still had 3 out of 5. So 3 out of 5, you could still have a successful, awesome life. You could even lose one of them and still have an awesome life. But if you lose, like, let's say you get 2. What's, like, the most important one after, like, sight and sound? After sight and sound, it would be...
That would probably be touch.
Touch. After that, what's the next most important one? I know, right? The weirdest shit you got to consider. Like, out of the 5 senses, which are the most important?
Well, there's just smell and taste left.
Yeah, after that, it's smell and taste. What's like the least important? Like, what would you be willing to give up? Smell or taste? Because we're breaking it down. Wow.
I probably give up smell.
So smell. Okay, so you get.
I mean, we do live
so
in
the
New
last,
York.
Oh my god! Yeah, there's two. Everything smells like shit. But it's like taste. Okay, so literally, you have to communicate via taste. If that's the last sense you have left, to communicate via taste, because you can't touch, you can't feel, you're numb. Like everything, it's literally just taste. It's like someone puts something in your mouth and you can taste it. So flavors is how you communicate. Whoa! Damn. What if there's a whole alien culture where flavor is like literally tasting is how
we're
they
all
communicate.
Licking each other.
Yeah. How weird is it? Whoa. Anyway, sorry. That's just awesome hypotheticals every time. Okay, but then finally you lose that sensibility. So I guess how would you know you were truly alive? Yeah, excellent point. If you were born that way, I guess you would just sort of have, you would just sort of be aware of your consciousness.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
It's hard to describe something that I've never lived, but I mean, hypothetically speaking, I guess you would, yes, technically you wouldn't be alive. The answer would be you wouldn't know you were alive. You wouldn't truly know you were alive because,
well, I guess
to be human, you depend on your five senses to help basically interface with the world.
Mm.
Yeah. They're the filtration system that helps you interface with this reality.
Yeah, there's no, there would be
those
no,
five senses.
And
it's
our,
weird,
our,
isn't
our,
it?
Yeah,
or
right?
Six senses or seven. They say we have seven senses, to be honest. Actually, they say we have 9 to 10 senses. We could sense we could sense proximity, like from one human to another, like if there's a human close by. Like
does this website also sell crystals?
Oh, probably. Yeah. It might be one of those sites. No, it was like a thing on Huffington Post, which again is 50-50.
Yeah.
If it's on Huffington Post, it's 50-50, ladies and gentlemen. Right. Even Reddit's 50-50. Actually, Reddit's more like 70-40 at that point. Wait, my ratio is right on that? 70-30.
No,
shut the fuck up. Anyway, yeah, you're right. Sorry about that. I apologize. Look, I'm not a mathematician. I'm a goddamn artist, and I'm here to help you figure out whether or not you're truly alive if you lost all five of your senses. If you're born that way, I guess you would still have a How would you be aware that you're alive if you can't really? I mean, you're thinking. I mean, I guess it would be like you'd be like just a brain that would just be like, oh, I exist now, and you just sort of be like, I exist. And then all of a sudden,
except how would you know any words?
You would just exist. You would just be like you would be. Well, you'd be a baby, and then you'd grow up, and then one day you'd be like, "Oh my God, I where am I? What's going on?" It's like one day you just realize, "Oh my God, I'm alive." Hmm. Like you're just like, and you're in a void, and you're just a little. Whoa, that's dark shit, dude. Hmm. You know what? This hypothetical got really sad. Let's move along. I guess the answer is you wouldn't. That's what I would say.
Yeah,
I would say definitively there's no true
answer.
I don't think so. I don't think you could. Without those five senses, dude, you can't tell if you're alive.
At least in a human sense, you know, like our whole brain is based on contrast.
It's predicated on contrast, without a doubt. Yeah. So like without those five senses that are, again, the filtration system we use to interface. It's
if
like,
they're
dude.
Just talking about a brain in the jar, then yeah, I guess not. I guess you wouldn't. I'm not even sure if you'd be like, hey, I'm here.
You wouldn't. Yeah. So until one day, like, you know, when your brain developed enough to like. But again, how could it develop without those senses and that interface? Because that's a part of how you.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Like
so
everything would probably atrophy.
You're absolutely right. You know what? Boom. All right. There's your answer.
No.
You would not. You wouldn't be. You wouldn't be. You wouldn't. Wait. If you were to lose all five of your senses, how would you know if you were truly alive?
You wouldn't know.
The answer is you wouldn't. Boom.
You wouldn't know anything.
All right. Next hypothetical. If you could be any living person for a day, who would you choose? And it could be anybody. We're going to say Southern. just because I fucked up when I was talking, it didn't sound like a Southern accent, and I kept it. We're committing to it. You got to be Southerner. If you could be any living Southerner for a day, who would you choose and why? A living Southerner person. I don't know. There's plenty of cool ones. Let's see. Southern? Well, technically Johnny Depp is from the South. He's from...
oh, really?
Yeah. He's from Virginia or some shit like that. Or somewhere. Yeah, so Johnny Depp.
I don't know that many Southerners.
I mean, let's say Southerners just to make it even harder.
Wow, that's really hard.
Because really, you could go anywhere with that one, but if you make it just Southern Americans, like people from the... Like, not South America. Not South America, but Southern North America. North-South America. That's not possible, Mike. I know. Up-Down America.
USA.
Matthew McConaughey. Lincoln Town Car. Right. Yep, that's who I'd be. Done. I think he's from the South. Yeah, California. Is that South? Or Georgia,
know.
Or wherever the fuck he's from.
I don't think California is considered the South. Even.
Living person. Billy Bob Thornton. Fuck yeah. Done. Next. Done. He's in a band. He's one of the best actors ever. He's the coolest motherfucker. He was like, he got to bang Angelina Jolie for a while. He got to live the life, and he's like one of the best actors ever. Dude, Billy Bob Thornton. That's who I'd be. Any living person, any Southern living person, I would be Billy Bob Thornton. Because in interviews, he always walks out, he's always like really pissed off, like he doesn't want to be there. He's like, yeah, well, I don't really give a fuck. You're like, whoa, he just said that on CNBC. And they're all sitting there like, oh, we're live, Mr. Bob Thornton. Just call me Billy. I love him. Anyway, sorry, who would you, any Southern person? And then we'll go geez, to.
I don't know. I don't think about Southern just people,
think
though.
Famous people.
Ted and Turner.
Is he Southern? Yeah.
I think so.
Yep. All right. You know what? He's rich and he's from the South. Ted Turner.
It's unfortunate about the racism, but.
Yeah. That part is really shitty. And considering that you're not his race, so that, you know, it'd be like you'd be self-hating to an extent. Like you'd be in his body. You'd be him, but you'd be like, oh, man, I hate myself. But I think he might have that same issue anyway. But regardless of who we're discussing, it doesn't matter. It's all parody and satire.
Yes.
Let's remind everyone. First Amendment, parody and satire, it's cool. Ted Turner's a good one as well. And kind of funny to an extent. Right. Just like Billy Bob Thornton, just as successful and funny. But now, besides Southern person, let's go to... so there's our answer to that for Southern person. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, mystery solved. Now, any person living, Neil deGrasse Tyson. Done. Neil deGrasse Tyson. I would want to be him. I would want to have that mind. I'd want to see what the world is truly like. I would like to see what reality and the world is really like with science and facts, and to have that knowledge that other people aren't necessarily capable of accessing other than him. That would be like a gift and a curse, but I would love to have that because I would use it for good. I'd try and be president. I'd try and be president with that mind. Because I would want to do the best I could with that mind. Give me that mind. Give me that ability. And I would try and save the world. I wouldn't just be on a fucking show called Cosmos trying to educate the world like some selfish asshole. Sorry, I'm kidding.
Well, you'd only have a day, though.
So?
Okay. You could save the world in a day?
If I was Neil deGrasse Tyson, I could do anything in a day.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know he could. Think about it. It's Neil deGrasse Tyson.
I think if he could, he would have already.
He did. We just didn't know it yet. We just don't know it yet. It's like in a movie we saw recently.
30 years later,
he planted a seed.
You're welcome.
It's like Kurt Russell in a movie we saw recently where he planted a seed. I don't want to give away Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Anyway, so that's my second answer. What's your second answer?
Let's see.
If you say Bill Nye, that'd be cool. We could be buddies. We could be president and vice president.
I don't know. I'd
vote for Neil deGrasse Tyson as president and Bill Nye as vice president. Mm-hmm. I would vote for that ticket.
Right, right.
Seriously, if they ran, I would vote for it, and they would win.
Right. I'd probably try, like, Conor McGregor.
Cool, badass. So I'm going intellectual, and you're going badass.
Yeah.
I love it. Cool. Yeah. Go on.
Well, yeah, I mean... It's just like you're
another white guy, by the way.
You're famous white guy.
I chose a black guy for my second one. You went with another white guy. I think you're being racist.
Maybe.
No, it's cool. You're not white, so it's cool.
All right.
So actually, you're not being racist.
I'm kind of white.
I don't really consider myself white. I'm white, but I'm like, I just don't even consider myself human.
Well, I don't know. I don't feel.
I don't even feel like a human.
I don't feel right saying that I'm like Ecuadorian or Puerto Rican or anything like that.
Or Latino or Hispanic? Or
I mean, yeah. I mean, like technically that is correct, but I'm just
Latin.
Like, you know, I
like saying Latin.
Yeah.
Latin sounds exotic.
Latin.
Latin. Armando is Latin. I love it. Yeah, you're a Latin warrior.
E pluribus unum.
Yeah, motherfucker. E pluribus unum, motherfucking bitch. Be proud of your Latin origins. I'm a wasp. A waspy wasp. A wasp. Buzz wasp. So I guess what do we say?
I'm just saying, if I went to a Puerto Rican neighborhood and called myself Puerto Rican,
they'd be like, you know, you're not.
Yeah, I'm like, you're right.
Yeah, you know, it's like whenever I go to a place, they're like, and it's a bunch of white people. You know what? This is getting racially weird now. Which it always ends.
Just go with it, man.
Awesome Hypotheticals always ends up getting racially weird. We should just back it up, and pump the brakes, back it up, and go back down. Let's back up to that exit ramp.
All right.
Remember the exit ramp that we were going to go off on that was about if you could be any living person for a day, who would you choose? And you were going to go into your second person.
Yeah,
let's go back to that.
Oh, yeah. Conor McGregor. Yeah.
Yeah. So why Conor McGregor?
He's a badass.
Yes, he's badass.
Yes. You know, I just wonder what it would be like to have like people like dote on you for like...
people to be that afraid of you. Like yeah. you walk into a room and everyone looks. And that, but that's the thing is like when you're that badass. I've had friends who are super ripped and they've actually been in fights before. I've actually done. I've actually taken martial arts in the past. I've done judo in the past. And so when people know about your like if they know about your ability to fight or they know that you have been to fight or that you're capable of self defense, they get a weird thing. Like a lot of guys will get this weird thing where they want to challenge you. Or they get this weird thing where they feel like they want to start shit with you just to get you to physically interact with them to see if you're like they want to test you. And it sucks because like the reason why you take that is a discipline. It's not it's to defend yourself, but it's not to pick a fight. It's to stop yourself from fighting. And it's also a meditation. It's a way to meditate. At least that's what judo was. That's what Hapkido is about. And these are different forms of karate. We're America's karate. But it's karate, Hapkido, and judo. And judo was primarily the thing I stepped. Didn't make it to the black. I only studied for a while, just long enough to get to the brown. And then once I got to brown, I was like, well, I gotta spend more money to fuck that. I gotta spend more money for the next course. And fuck that. I got the brown belt. I got the basic. So I just peaced out. I'm a judo dropout. I'm a black belt dropout. I got a brown.
It's almost as good.
It's almost as good. I wish there was one between a brown and a black. I think that's just like shit color. It's like poo gray. It's a gray belt. I have a gray belt. So if you were Conor McGregor, people would like kind of have this weird. They'd respect you. They'd be afraid of you. Wouldn't part of you be like, "Don't be afraid of me. Like you can be just treat me like a person. You don't have to be afraid of me."
Yeah.
Wouldn't you also want that as well?
I've kind of had those thoughts in my head as myself too.
Yeah, me too. As grown men, when you're walking down the street in New York and then like you're walking behind a woman and she's alone. Yeah. And it's like the two of you are on the same street.
Or walking towards a woman.
Well, like she's walking down the street.
And a woman with anywhere in the vicinity.
And you're walking either behind
especially
her.
Especially at night.
Literally, you're going to the fucking train and she just happens to be in front of you. You have your phone on like, and you're just walking. Yeah. But they always look at you like he's gonna rape me. And it's like, no, I'm not. And it's like, he's gonna try and talk to me or try and fuck me. And it's like, no, or kill me or both or everything. It's like, no, I'm not. I'm trying to go to the train. I'm trying to put on my favorite song right now. Right now I'm trying to listen to Jive Talking by the Bee Gees.
Yeah, just literally. Chill. You're the last thing on my mind.
Just
even though
Jive Talking telling me lies. I just want to jam to the Bee Gees. I don't give a fuck about you, lady. And they're always like checking their, like looking behind them and looking. And I'm like, come on. But I get it. If I were a female in the city, I would do the same thing for every guy because I'd have, because you never know. So it's like, I get it. Like, I get it on my end and I get it on their end. I grew up with sisters. I was the youngest. I had two older sisters and it was my mother around a lot of the time. My father was a police officer, so he was working a lot of the time. He was third watch and so he was sleeping during the day. So I was just us girls. It was just us girls. My dad and the rest of the girls. But yeah, I mean, but once people find out, they get that weird, like, challenging thing. They want to challenge you when they see how badass you are. Would you be able to...
Oh, yeah.
How would you handle that?
Like, you know, with the MMA fighters, we're not that good, you know? That's...
Would you take them on? Would you be like, man, you want to spar?
No.
You could spar. You could get some practice out of it.
Well, yeah, maybe...
Be like, hey, you want to get that energy out? Let's go spar.
Yeah, let's go spar. Yeah.
You get mad at me and I'll kick your ass for a bit and then... And then I'll get better and you'll feel
like a
dick.
I'd have to schedule it, you know. I can't, like, you know. Yeah, all right.
That's what I always tell people. That's what the sensei would always say. Yeah. If anyone ever challenged you, just ask them to come to the dojo and spar with you.
Yeah.
And be like, don't, if you're at a bar and you're like, hey, look, my dojo is literally over. It's on Ashland Avenue over by, what was it? Oh, I'm trying to remember Chicago, which was like over 7 years ago. And I've been sober for about probably almost five. And I've been drunk. I was drunk for a decade. So it's kind of things are blurry. I took judo while I was going through my drunk times. That's why I didn't get the black belt. But regardless of my judo career, I don't know. It's like, you know, the sensei would say, take, go, just even if you're at a bar, just say, let's spar at the dojo. That way, you can take them in there. They'll try and throw punches. You'll just toss them around. They'll try and kick you. You'll just toss them around. Right. They'll get tired and they'll get sick of being tossed around and thrown onto the floor because it's literally their own body weight is hitting the floor. Right. And that hurts because you're like, ouch, that was my head I landed on. Ouch, that was my back. That was my hip. That was. And then it's like after a while, you're like, dude, I'm sick of you flipping me around. Are you going to throw a punch? It's like, no, I don't have to. I can kick your ass with your own energy. Like, that's why judo is so fantastic. You literally are taking negative energy and throwing it back at them. It's awesome.
Stop hitting yourself.
That's what judo is. Judo karate is just, stop hitting yourself, bitch. It's the older brother of karate. Awesome. You can't hit me. You can't touch me. Stop it. If they ever get a hold of you, though, but you're good at, then you learn grapples if they get a hold of you. That's the other part. So if they get a hold of you and they try throwing a punch, then you learn the grapple. Then you just subdue. Mm. You turn into a python at that point and just wrap around him and subdue him. Sorry, I'm just talking about judo now. That's so geeking out. Judo talk, karate talk.
Well, people are going to be challenging you left and right now.
Oh, God. Here we go. I challenge you to a judo competition at your dojo. It's like
dojos cost money, man.
Yeah, we got to pay for that time. Like, look, if you spend the money, maybe. I'm not accepting all challenges.
Yeah, I mean that. Would,
in fact, I'm not accepting challenges at all. In fact, it's not about challenges. The whole point of judo is a discipline, and I'm not going to disrespect the discipline of judo by saying challenge. I'm going to say I challenge you to learn judo. I challenge you to discipline yourself. I challenge you to be self-disciplined, to wake up early, to have a routine, to eat healthy. I challenge you to learn self-respect. I challenge you to clean. I challenge you to get your life together. So if you want to challenge me to a fight, I challenge you to better yourself as a person.
All right.
That's really the high road you could take on that one.
Yeah.
Kind of undercuts everything, doesn't it? It makes you feel like a dick. It's like, oh, shit, I'm sorry I tried to fight you. Like, wow, I really got to rethink things. God damn, I wanted to fight you, but now I'm having an existential crisis. I mean, my God, I didn't ask to be born. Like, they go walk off and they're crying and you're like, oh, I didn't mean to make you cry. Well, anyway, so that's what my sensei said. But yeah, so I guess those would be the people we'd choose to be.
Right.
I would choose to be
science guy.
Neil deGrasse Tyson. Mm-hmm. Or my first one, which was
Billy Bob Thornton.
Fuck yeah. Or Matthew McConaughey, respectively. And you chose to be Conor McGregor.
Or Ted Turner.
All good choices. All around. Rich, successful, and cool guys.
He has a fine racist mustache.
Yeah, Ted Turner. That's a great old mustache you got. It's like a pilot, like a captain's.
Right,
like a pilot. No, not even a sea captain. I'm talking like an airplane pilot. Like Sully. It's like a Sully mustache, except shorter. It's weird. No, is he from the South or is he from Australia?
I think he's from Georgia. I think you're thinking of Rupert Murdoch.
Ah, keep confusing my billionaires. Anyway, moving along to the next hypothetical. If all swear words became socially acceptable, what existing word would you use to replace them? Scud.
Scud?
I don't know why that popped out. I keep wanting to use scud because I remember back in the day they would talk about the scud missile during the, what was it? The first, what was the first Iraq war called? The Gulf War?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They called it the Scud missile. That's the one that the bad guys had, and it sucked, so they called it a Scud missile. So I think Scud would be a good one. You could call someone a Scud, and it's like they're gross and disgusting, and it's like slut or scurvy or whatever. It's like, or gross. It's like, you're a Scud. I think that's a good one. I don't know. It's just like a good dirty word. It's like slut, Scud. Shit, scud. Real scuddy. You're real scuddy.
Scudhead.
Go scud yourself.
I think I would contract different word. Like,
no, but we got to replace. Like,
just like a regular
them.
Word?
Replace them.
Replace them. What existing word would you use? You could replace all the swear words with different words?
If all swear words became socially acceptable, right. What existing word, like scud, would you use to replace them? What word sounds like a swear word when you hear it? Every time you hear it, you're like tee, but it's not. It's so random, right?
You're right.
Heliotrope, maybe? Heliotrope sounds like something, like an anatomy thing.
It has to be short.
Like Fanny.
Fan.
Fanny. Because in English, the English, fanny means vagina to the English. Yeah. But to us, it means bottom. It means bottom.
My fanny.
Yeah, they're talking about the vagina.
I was out on my fanny.
She's talking about her pussy. Oi, she. Oi, the American Belk's talking about his vagina when he said it
his,
my fanny.
His vagina pack.
He said his vagina pack. He's talking about his fucking hip pack. What a fucking wanker. Yeah, you know what? Fanny's a good one.
Or what about tarp?
Tarp? Oh, shit. That made me laugh so hard. Tarp. Tarp's a good...
tarp it.
Fucking, what a tarp.
Yeah.
Tarp.
That guy's a tarp.
Tarp. That's a good scud. Tarp. These are strong, good words. These are good, bad... Like, if we're going to replace them, yeah. Scud and tarp. I dig it. High five on that one.
Wow.
Yeah. Dude, that... Yeah, you know what? Hypothetical answer. Yeah. Scud and tarp. Just both of those make me laugh. That sounds like a show. Those are our names. My name's Scud. Scud, your name's Tarp. Scud and Tarp in the morning. Hey, guys, what's going on? It's Scud.
Oh, I was thinking of it like a video game, like Ratchet and Clank or
oh,
something.
Oh, that's even better. Come on. Come on, Tarp. We have to go save the day.
Here we go. Where are we going? Where are we going, Scud?
Well, Tarp. That's how you know you got to say that.
Right?
Yeah, they always do that in the audio dramas, just to identify people. Sorry, that's a little insight for you folks. Moving along to the next one. Would you rather have four legs or four arms? This is a quick one. This was another listener-submitted hypothetical. Would you rather have four legs or four arms? Arms. Because I work the job that I have. If I had four arms at my job, oh my god, I could get so much work done.
And well, I mean, are we adding two extra arms or two extra legs, or are we replacing our legs
with
our
arms? Wait, man, no. You don't.
Legs.
You're not getting six arms and six legs. You're getting legitimately four legs total or four arms total. Just to be clear.
Yeah, only arms or only legs. That's
only arms. Four of them.
Well, if it isn't my old friend Mr. McGregor with a leg for an arm and an arm for a leg.
What the fuck is that from, Armando?
Simpsons.
Jesus Christ. That's another 90s reference. Hey. All right, so we always get one in on the show. Actually, we always get 20 in on the show. I think that was the 20th. All right, so back to what? Okay, would you rather have four
legs?
Four arms?
I'm
saying four arms because it would help my job and my life.
I'd probably do all arms.
Yeah,
as well.
Legs would be really weird and pants.
Yeah, it's like
arms. You could cut holes
like
in your shirt.
Somebody wants to shake your hand and then you give them a foot.
You like, could you could hide your arms. If you tried to fold your legs up, it'd be harder to hide them. Mm. But you could fold your other arms up. Mm. So you could have one in the front, one in the back, and then you could have the two top ones. I'm trying to figure it out already logistically so that, and then you could fight crime at night and be the four-armed crime fighter. I don't know how useful that would be. You could take on probably, with four arms, you could probably take on two to three people at once. Technically, if you're a skilled enough fighter, you could take on two to three people, maybe four people. But if you're not that skilled and you had four arms, you could probably take on two to three people. Because you literally could just throw your arms around and just move.
Yeah. But if you had four legs, you would have all kicks.
The thing is, your brain wouldn't be able to process those arms as well. Your brain wouldn't instantly be able to have the... Actually, no. So hypothetically speaking, if you got the arms, you would have the brain capacity to handle all four of them simultaneously. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'd want that. There you go. That's our answer. Boom, quickie. Here's the last one. It's a doozy. So I want you know we're ending on a serious one, man. Sort of serious. If the world was reset to the same state it was 5,000 years ago, do you think by the time the alternate world would get to our time point, 2017, would it look much the same, or would it be quite different? Now, if it was reset to the same state it was 5,000 years ago. Do you think by the time the alternate world got to our time point, now we would all be the same people we are now, but all of technology, all of time, all of everything changes. Yep. We remember everything. We all stay the same, but everything else disappears and reverts back to how it was 5,000 years ago. But we all stay the same. That sounds ideal for humanity, and I think that should happen.
All the technology like was just like
buildings, technology, industry, pollution, all 5,000 years of what humanity has done, clothes, advancements. I mean, 5,000 years, we had clothes in 5,000 years ago.
These all turned in these buildings all turned into caves, and this
not caves.
Yeah,
back to what it was: forests, grass.
Forest grass. Oh, okay. Yeah,
literally five thousand years ago.
Oh, okay, sure. Yeah.
Holy fuck! We'd probably be in the water. I don't know. Like we're in Queens. Wait. So, would the world be like? And then once, so we're at this point now. So now we're back to 5,000 years ago, but we're all the same.
But we all know what we know now.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, it would be different. I think it would be very different.
Yes, we would probably be like, okay, guys, we can start over and do it right this time.
Yeah.
That's why I said I think this should happen for humanity to save humanity.
Yeah, I think it might happen.
Like we need to find a way to revert all of time and space around human beings socially and human beings who exist and our memories and just bring the world back to how it was 5,000 years ago and just start civilization all over again from 5,000 years ago with the knowledge we've gained and be like, all right, guys, let's start this again from the beginning. And then we retell the story of humanity and we remember what we learned. I think this has happened a few times before with ancient civilizations, to go back to our conspiracy theory talk.
Oh, yeah. I guess there were...
There were, like, a bunch of them. There were, like, how many? 5, 6?
Yeah, and they...
Like huge ancient civilizations that predated recorded history.
They all fell somehow.
And they all fell. Yeah. Which is, I think, where the story of Ozymandias came from. It would be different.
Yep.
Massively different.
Yeah.
How different? I think it would be the Gene Roddenberry future. to put it simply, Gene Roddenberry believed that in a future where we didn't need money or jobs, that it was a utopian society, no one was sick, everything was free, everyone worked together, everyone got along, there weren't wars, and we expanded across the universe, and humanity helped unify the universe, and we became the sort of beacon of hope and unification for all of space and all of life in the universe. I think if Neil deGrasse Tyson, Bill Nye were back 5,000 years ago, all of us were back to that point in time, boom.
Yep.
We would be currently where we are now in 2017. That society would be, it'd be like Starfleet. It'd be like literally we'd have the Federation, Federation of Galaxies. We'd be talking to Vulcans.
I have 5,000 years to get to that point too.
That's what I'm saying. We would have that to get to that point. We wouldn't be alive, obviously.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, we figured out a way. But then we'd have to craft shit right away. It'd be like Minecraft. Yeah. It'd be like Minecraft.
Well, it'd
be exactly like Minecraft. We'd have to take the natural resources and start from the beginning with all the people we have.
Yeah.
We'd need blacksmiths.
So we'd have to get cryo chambers working.
Oh my God, we would have to get all, it'd be crazy. Anyway, I think it would be great. It helps civilization. And then by the time we get to the new 2017, we would be the Star Trek Federation. Gene Roddenberry was right. You're welcome, America. That's what we need, world. That's what we need. Armando, final thoughts on this awesome hypothetical.
Forearms would be cool. Actually.
Yeah, forearms would be fucking cool, right? I mean, you could hide the other two as best you could. Mm-hmm. You could figure out a way. You could wear like extra big shirts and then cut two slits in the sides, you know, so they could sneak out. And then, you know, you could go fight crime. I don't know why I always want to fight crime. I don't with these abilities. I'm like, anytime I get an ability, I'm like, I'll fight crime. I could see in the dark. I can fight crime. If I could see in the dark, I'd try to fight crime. But apparently they have contact lenses they've designed that work for that. I got to get a hold of those contact lenses. And then I will get my ass kicked and you'll hear about me in the news. Yeah, forearms, you guys. I guess any living person for a day? Definitely Billy Bob Thornton, now that I think about it. Neil deGrasse Tyson would be cool, but he's so smart and he would just be so busy. Billy Bob Thornton just enjoys life. Yeah. So he'd be fun vacation-wise.
That's the idea. I just want to... I want to be happy.
That's it. We just want to be happy. We want you guys to be happy, too. And we hope we brought some happiness to your lives on this version of Awesome Hypotheticals. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, Armando Aranda, for sharing with me yet again. Thank you guys for the Awesome Hypotheticals you've submitted. Thanks for the YouTube comments and all the likes and the peeps. We got videos coming up every day. Don't forget to tune into our YouTube channel, Simmer Mike. Download, like, and subscribe there. Share with your friends. Leave comments. Let us know what's going on. We love communicating with you guys. It's so cool having this dialogue and being able to converse like this. The feedback is awesome. Keep it up. Thank you. We, again, greately appreciate it. Follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Like that website. Like it. Like that website. And subscribe to the Facebooks. And go to the YouTubes. I'm an old man. Follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Go to our website, yotina.podomatic.com. And subscribe for free on iTunes. That's what I meant to say. God damn it. YouTube and iTunes. Just type in Team Awesome Inc. on the iTunes. You can subscribe there. You can download the shizzy, and then it'll be in your busy. And by busy, I mean business. And by shizzy, I do mean shit. Mm-hmm. That's what I said, motherfucker. Mm-hmm. You heard me. Why you gotta be all like a bitch? Sorry, I don't know why I'm yelling. I'm just trying to be mean to be mean. Anyway, that's it. Enough with the Awesome Hypotheticals. Armando Aranda, last word.
Yeah.
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 Ted Turner. Yeah. What about Ted Turner mixed with Conor McGregor?
Ted Turner McGregor.
This has been Team Awesome. Team Awesome. Awesome experience. Well, you know we do it to the show, right?
Awesome. Here at Team Awesome.
Wink, wink.
Shut up.
Yeah.